This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some major moves in Colorado home construction. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The number of permits issued to build single-family homes in Colorado has dropped 20% this year compared to last. Ted Leidy is with the Colorado Association of Home Builders. He says the problem is interest rates. It's more expensive now to finance a house. But Leidy says fewer homes under construction now will lead to higher prices down the road.
Our net migration is still big, and it's coming largely from more expensive markets, and they can still afford the increase in prices.
Meanwhile, a bright spot in housing is apartments, where permits have jumped 45% this year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
With the start of September, the summer monsoon season is over. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports Colorado summer rains were hit and miss.
Areas near Grand Junction and the Utah border and regions near Glenwood Springs and Pueblo got a lot less monsoon moisture than they have averaged over the last three decades. The summer rains also largely skipped the entire northeastern corner of Colorado. Zach Harris, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's Boulder office, says seasonal forecasts suggest warm, dry months ahead, but that could change.
When we get into those fall seasons, it really just takes one or two good storms to either put us above normal or keep us below normal for the season.
Monsoon rains are a key part of a healthy water system. Climate change has made those summer rains less reliable and less effective. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Families from Afghanistan and Ukraine are making homes in Broomfield, Colorado. The Broomfield Resettlement Task Force has helped at least seven Afghan families in the past year since U.S. troops left their country. Broomfield City Council member Heidi Henkel says community support is essential.
If we rely on the resettlement agencies, if we rely on the federal government, if we even rely on the state government, it's not enough.
Two families from Ukraine have moved to Broomfield since Russia invaded their country 6 months ago. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.